Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. President Barack Obama addressed a rally for immigration reform in San Francisco yesterday afternoon. A supporter from behind him started shouting.
To halt deportation for all 11.5 undocumented immigrants in this country right now.
We agree
that we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform. At the same time, you have a power to stop deportation for all undocumented immigrants.
Actually, I don't. And that's why we're here.
I need your help.
Okay.
Stop deportation.
Thank you. All right.
Instead of removing the heckler, POTUS lectured. He said, "What's important is to lobby." He said, "Change comes about through law, not from yelling." The crowd agreed.
And what I'm proposing is the harder path, which is to use our democratic processes to achieve the same goal that you want to achieve. But it won't be as easy as just shouting. It requires us lobbying and getting it done. So
for those of you who are committed to getting this done, I am going to march with you and fight with you every step of the way to make sure that we are welcoming every striving, hardworking immigrant who sees America the same way we do, as a country where no matter who you are or what you look like or where you come from, you can make it if you try. And if you're serious about making that happen, then I'm ready to work with you. But it is going to require work. It is not simply a matter of us just saying we're going to violate the law. That's not our tradition. But the great thing about this country is we have this wonderful process of democracy, and sometimes it is messy and sometimes it is hard. But ultimately, justice and truth win out.
Obama said he has support from many factions of government to effect change in immigration reform, but as people know, the government is very slow to act. In New York City, Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio gave his first public speech since the election. He reaffirmed his commitment to deliver universal pre-K and free after-school programs to middle schoolers.
Right here in the city, the After School Corporation, a particularly good example, and the one I used when I proposed my plan over a year ago, great example of a local success story not far from here, Thurgood Marshall Middle School in Harlem, which partners with Abyssinian Baptist Church. Now, here's how it works. They have 180 kids in the middle school. 135 of them participate in after school because it's available and because it's free. And that means, for the typical child in that school, 300 additional hours a year of academic enrichment. Each child gained 300 more hours, and think of the impact that is making and how that is keeping them on a positive track and, of course, keeping them away from some of the tough influences that pervade our city.
De Blasio also announced that he will be forming a committee to flesh out some of his education proposals. He has yet to announce any appointments to his administration. He revealed Monday he has yet to interview any candidate for school's chancellor. The mayor-elect said that post, along with police commissioner and first deputy mayor, are the most important to fill. He said he is further along in the process of hiring someone to run the NYPD. De Blasio dismissed the notion that next year's balanced budget would complicate contract negotiations with city unions, who've been pushing for significant raises in back pay. Mayor Mike Bloomberg announced last week that he'd already balanced the ledger for fiscal year 2015, a sign of the city's improved fiscal health, which could spur the unions who've been working on expired contracts to increase their demands. De Blasio said, "The way I look at this is it's a good, strong starting point. It doesn't negate the huge challenges created by the open contracts." De Blasio has long been an ally to labor, but has not pledged to deliver retroactive raises, which could cost billions of dollars, according to the nonpartisan Independent Budget Office. And a debate over banning or trying to recycle plastic foam food containers is underway at the city council. Some other cities already have similar prohibitions, but the idea of nixing plastic foam cups, plates, and to-go cartons in our city has spawned a muscular debate between supporters, including environmentalists and Mayor Mike Bloomberg, and opponents, among them restaurateurs and other business interests. Both camps rallied outside City Hall and plan to continue rallying for and against the plan. Temperatures are in the lower 40s today with a chance of rain. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.